So may God, may the Lord bless and
This is KAYT-FM. 88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport.
K223BI.
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB. And KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Apostle Kenny Townsend.
Lady Mildred Townsend.
And you're now tuned in to Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on KAYT. Sit back and enjoy the Word of God.
To take a stand.
You could touch them today. And that's yes. why we're here on this air today.
Oh,
Lord,
yes.
For souls that need you, Lord. Souls, God, that are dying in their sins.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, have mercy on them today. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes,
and Father,
Lord.
We forever give your name the praise. Lord, we forever give you the glory. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Amen. And again, to our brothers and sisters out there, we just thank and praise God for you, you, and you. Amen. I'd like you to get on the phone, call a friend, call a neighbor, tell them that Moments of Inspiration is on the air. Let them know that your favorite broadcast is on the air. Amen. And we just thank and praise God for you, you, and you down through the years that have been with us, that have just labored with us, that have prayed with us, that have fasted with us. Amen. That have just been with us through thick and thin. Truly, we thank and praise God for all of you. Your labor is not in vain. I want you to know that. Amen. Your labor is never in vain. Whatever it is that you're going through, your labor is not in vain. Amen. I said this before, and I'm going to entitle this broadcast. I'm going to dedicate the broadcast to this subject matter, that I will trust God no matter what comes my way. Amen. Amen. I'm going to entitle that. Amen. The message of our broadcast today. I'm going to trust God no matter what comes my way. And we are living in a society, Lady Townsend, where that's easier said than done. Amen. Because we're confronted on every side. Amen. You know, as that favorite scripture of yours over there in, I think it's in Corinthians, where he says we're troubled on every side, but we're not perplexed.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
We're and I don't say it word for word, but what if I just paraphrase it? In other words, Paul was saying, no matter what we're going through, we can't lose with what we use. Amen. We can't lose with what we use. And sometimes what happens is we get so more focused on, amen, the world's opinion. And the world's outlook of things until we lose that blessed hope. Amen. We lose that faithfulness of God because, amen, we have a way of letting this world shape our mind. Amen. And when we start to let this world shape our mind, then most miserable, most fearful are we. We're just like that servant that had the talent, and we'll sit on our anointing. We'll sit on our healing. We'll sit on our prophecy. We'll sit on our word of knowledge. We'll sit on our word of wisdom. We'll sit on all of those things because the world has a way of dictating to us. Oh, but when we stand on the promises of God, it doesn't matter what comes up against us. Amen. We can vehemently say, like Job said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Amen. And a lot of time that is easier said than done. But as I said before, we've got to come to that place in our walk with God that I will trust God no matter what comes my way. Amen. No matter what unfolds. Amen. No matter what the media says, no matter what the news say, no matter what the president says, no matter what, I'm going to trust in the Lord no matter what. As I said before, if the Lord has been your winner all this time, amen, don't change horses in the middle of the race. Amen. Keep him as the winner that he is. Because I'm here to tell you, God will never let you down. Amen. Woo. He will never. He said it to his disciples. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I am with you always, even until the end of this age. What does that clearly say? That just clearly saying that when we trust him, it doesn't matter what comes our way. Many times God has to let things come our way so that we can prove that he is our Jehovah Jireh. So that we can prove that he is the Lord that healeth thee. So that we can prove, amen, that he is the one that putteth one up and taketh down another. But when we get caught up in this fleshly mind, That's why he said, if your eye be single, your whole body shall be full of light. Think about that just for a second. If your eye be single to the things of Jesus Christ, and I know a lot of time that's easier said than done, because they say, well, Bishop, you know what? We're in a human body. So was Jesus. So was his apostles. So was his disciples. And when it comes to crossing T's and dotting I's, that's one thing. But when it comes to functioning and what God said that we could do, that's another thing. And if we don't soon learn to function the way that God said, see, when this flesh starts to kick in, it's going to make you start trying to calculate and strategically articulate things on your own. And once you start to strategically articulate things on your own, sin is knocking right at the door. If you don't believe me, they can't answer for you. But if they were here, they would tell you that's a terrible thing to do, Ananias and Sapphira, because they allowed the fleshly temptation of what they were going through caused them to not trust God. And when you get to that place where you don't trust God, it can be not only disastrous, it can be dangerous. But I'm here to tell you today, somebody need to declare in your spirit that I will trust God no matter what comes my way. I think about that, Lady Townsend, because I think about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I think about Daniel, how they said that they would not even defile themselves with the king's meat. Why? Because we trust God. Amen.
We trust God.
Amen. We know the God that we trust is able to bring it there. But you listen, Daniel, you need this meat. You need this. If you don't eat, you're going to die. You're going to get sick, Daniel. You got to eat this. And the king is certainly going to see you looking puny. He said, I tell you what, let's put my God and your God to a test.
Hallelujah.
See, at some point in time, you got to put your God to the test. Huh? I think sometimes what happened is we've taken on like the people over there in Antioch, where Paul went and he saw the inscription that said, to the unknown God. And he saw that script, and he says, I beheld your devotion. And I'm here to tell you, God is beholding our devotion even from heaven today. He's looking and saying, they're praising me in a way that is though I'm unknown to them. And so Paul said, let me declare unto you something about this God that you're ignorantly worshiping. Because the God that we serve is not ignorant in any fashion, form, or manner. He is powerful. Amen. I was just up in this station a few moments ago. And I didn't know it. And I tell you what, I was just up in here praising God and giving God the glory. I thought I was up in here by myself. And I looked, Brother Wade was in the other room. I said, oh, excuse me, but I just had to help myself up in here. And I mean, I was giving God some quality praise. Amen. See, in other words, I ain't got to have a crowd with me. I ain't got to wait till Sunday service. I don't have to wait. Amen. But I was magnifying and glorifying him. I think I was listening to a song by Donnie McClurkin, Great Is Thy Faithfulness. And I tell you, people of God, I started magnifying and praising God as though it was a concert up inside of this place. Amen. Because the Holy Ghost is not restricted to circumstances or situations, if you're hearing me on today. The Holy Spirit don't need to wait until Sunday to give God glory. Don't have to wait until you're in the presence of other people. Amen. Because greater is he that's in me than the situations that are unfolding in this world. Let me say that one more time. Greater is he that is in me than the circumstances that are unfolding in this world. Can I say it one more time? I'd like somebody to even type that across the board if you can out there in Facebook land. Greater is he that is in me than the circumstances that are unfolding in this world day to day. Praise be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God is so good. And he's worthy to be praised. Minister Mill, you got anything else you want to share before we crank it up?
Yes, I would, want to go to the scripture where you were talking about earlier. We have trouble over there in the 2 Corinthians 4. I want to encourage God's people. We are troubled, 4 and 8. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. You are not destroyed, even though these things are happening all around you.
Yes.
You're not strange. Amen. There is a way of escape for God's people. And God is giving us that through his word, that even though these things are happening all around us.
Yes.
We're still not destroyed. Praise to the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. So it doesn't matter what you're confronted up against. When you come to that place and that walk with God, that you realize that I will trust God no matter what comes my way. No matter what. And saints of God, that's the place that you've got to magnify in your spirit on a day-to-day basis. Yes, I know that there are people out there sick. I know that there are people that said, Bishop, we're going through a real pandemic, but we still serve a real God.
A real risen.
They went through a real famine. That wasn't a fake famine that they went through in the time of Joseph. That was a real famine that they went through. But Joseph understood that he served a real God that was able to turn circumstances around. And I'm here to tell you that when you understand you serve a real God, you'll focus on your God more than the fear of what the world is talking about.
Yes.
I often shared this scripture, Minister Muir, and I shared, when Jesus went around people that had leprosy, see, the fear-mongering people of today want you to focus on fear. And once you start to focus on fear, then you start to lose your faith. I don't care how much you jump and shout. I don't care how much you speak in tongue. Amen. The enemy don't care about any of that. He doesn't care about any of that. But let me tell you what he does care about. You standing in authority. Amen. For when you stand in authority, amen, the enemy begins to tremble. See, because he can say the name Jesus just like anybody can that goes to church. That's right. I know who thou art. Thou art Jesus, the Son of God. And what did Jesus tell Lucifer in his impotence? He said, hold your peace. Why did you tell the devil to hold his peace? I don't let devils testify concerning me. I don't let demons testify concerning me. Praise be to God. Amen. Yeah, they say the devils tremble too. But the thing about it is we're at the crossroad of our life where we've got to trust God no matter what. And I'm here to tell you, beloved, when you trust him wholeheartedly, not half-heartedly, when you learn to trust God wholeheartedly, you can ask what you will. The Bible says in Mark 11:24, when you pray, believe that you have those things. He didn't say when you pray, ask God if it's his will. Let me tell you something. It is God's will for you to be totally healed. It is God's will, amen, for you to rise up off of your sick bed. It is God's will, amen, for you to be free of sickness and disease. It is God's will, amen, for you not to be broke, busted, and disgusted all the time. It is God's will for you to get out of that situation that plagued you ever since you were a little girl or a little boy. It's his will for you to be set free. And once you understand it is God's will, you will understand that nothing can come up against me except it was God's will. And many times, as I said before, God could have stopped Daniel from going in the lion's den, but he didn't. He could have stopped the Hebrew boys from being thrown in the furnace, but he didn't. He could have stopped little Joseph from being thrown into the, into jail because of Potiphar's wife, but he didn't. He could have stopped Isaiah the prophet from being sawn in half, but he didn't. He could have let the Apostle Paul not have his head chopped off on the chopping block, but he didn't. He didn't have to stop Peter from being crucified upside down. He could have stopped that, but he didn't. Why didn't he stop it? Because their testimony outweighed the situation. Somebody type that across the screen, too. Our testimony in Christ outweighs the current day situation. Let me say that one more time. Let me slow down. I'm getting a little excited. Our faith in God and our faith in Jesus Christ outweighs the current day circumstances and situations of today. Let me say that one more time. Our faith in God, our faith in Jesus Christ outweighs the current day circumstances and situations. And listen at me. You ain't got to be no mega minister to proclaim that. You ain't got to be no big minister to proclaim that. You don't have to be no mega ministry to get out and say that the God that we serve is bigger than coronavirus. The God that I serve is bigger than Delta variant. The God that I serve. See, that's what's missing today. We're majoring in the minors and we're minoring in the majors. But we need to
we're looking at the situation, the circumstance, and instead of declaring who is bigger than that circumstance, then what we see. You know what I'm saying? It's so easy for everybody to be in a panic.
Hallelujah.
Everybody can be in fear.
Hallelujah.
You're looking at the circumstance.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, well, I tell you, God knows all about it. He knows all about it. God knows all about it. And when God knows all about it, All you have to do is trust him. That's all you got to do.
Trust him. Woo!
That's all you got to do. You just got to learn how to trust God in any situation, in any circumstance. You got to learn how to trust him. And once you learn how to trust God, everything is going to work out just fine. I'm a living witness to it. God has, listen, I've been through so many circumstances in my life. And I'm here to tell you, he's never let me down in any of those circumstances. Amen. In any of those circumstances. Amen. Mother and father passed away, but God was still right there. Amen. Sister and brothers passed away, but God was still right there. Amen. Persecuted on every side, but God was still right there. Going to go to the prayer line. Hello, caller. This is Moments of Inspiration. You're on the air. Can you tell us who you are and where you're calling from?
Hi, yes, this is Ann, and I'm calling from Maryland.
Ann calling from Maryland. God bless you on today from Maryland.
Thank you. I was calling for prayer. I was calling because I have some concerns about my husband. He continues to secretly cheat, and I just would like... you know, I know that the Bible says that we shouldn't divorce, or once you're married, you're always married. But how long do you deal with something like that? You know, I don't even do anything with him intimately anymore. Nothing. He just comes and goes and secretly cheats.
First of all, let me ask you this, Ann: are you the same Ann that's married to a husband from Jamaica?
Yes. Yes.
So you thought I forgot you, didn't you? I'm very good at voices.
Yes,
No. I'm very good at voices and faces. But Ann, as I said before, that ain't your problem. That's God's problem. And the question is that if you heard me on the radio, I've said this, and I will not digress from this. Your circumstance is nothing compared to the God you serve. The only problem is you're magnifying the circumstance bigger than your God. Did you hear what I said?
Yes.
When you magnify your problem bigger than your God, you got a problem.
Jesus.
But when you magnify your God bigger than your problem get cut down to size. If you think I'm lying, go into the Old Testament and read what David said concerning a big giant called Goliath. He said, you come to me with staves and swords. He said, but I come to you in the name of the Lord God of hosts. And this day, God will deliver you into my hand. See, sometimes you got to have enough faith in the God that said, Lord, you're going to deliver this circumstance about what my husband is doing into your hands for your glory.
Yes.
At some point, Ann, until you come to that place in your walk with God that you realize this battle is not mine. Lord, this is your battle. So I'm going to rest in you.
Yeah.
See, you can't give it to God and then put it back in your own hands and in your mind and start worrying again. Because I'm here to tell you, in the book of James, and it sums it up this way, and this is for me, you, or anybody else. It said, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. That means that if I called for prayer last year believing that God was going to do something, even though I didn't see it happen this year, I'm still thanking him for it.
Woo, Lord, yes.
Because he said, my thoughts are not your thoughts. And though you figure that you suffered a long time in this.
Oh, yes, sometimes.
But here's what I got to tell you. What he suffered and went through for you is greater than what you're suffering going through right now.
Yes, Lord.
So when you understand that, Ann, you'll say, well, I don't have a right to complain because what Jesus went through for me is greater than what that cheating husband is putting me through. It's greater than my own loneliness or my own needs. And sometimes that's what we have to be reminded. We have to be reminded that what God went through for me is greater than what I'm going through right now. And that's the assurance that you stand on knowing that, okay, God, let me shut up and give this to you and let me rejoice and just tell you the Lord, thank you. Thank you for working it out. So I'm not even going to address the issue of, well, at what point do you let go? Because when you say that.
I have let go already. Go ahead.
When you say, at what point do you let go? That's like saying, at what point do I stop trusting God and put things into my own hands and make it right the way I want it right? That's what I'm saying, beloved. Now, the question that I've got to ask you, do you still trust God?
Oh, absolutely.
Do you trust him with your whole mind, heart, body, and soul, even in the situation?
My son, yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, absolutely.
then there ain't but one thing to do and just tell the Lord, you know what? Thank you for working this out for your glory. However you choose to work it out, Lord, however you choose to work it out, I'm standing in faith knowing that it's already done. Because he's not going to put no more on us than we can bear. And a lot of time, listen, for the note, I want to tell you something. God didn't put this on you. When we marry somebody, and if we marry somebody that we're unequally yoked to, then we sometimes are reaping what we done sowed.
Jesus.
And we just got to wait until that period, that incubation period is over, that gestation period is over. Because the Bible says after you suffered a while, God will come in and establish you. But here's the kicker. It ain't for us to say how much we've suffered, because he knows. He created us.
He knows. Oh, glory. Yes, you do.
Now, what you can do is quit looking at that I'm suffering, I'm going through, and start realizing that, Lord, you know what you're doing. You're really making me great for your ministry.
Hallelujah.
That's what you need to focus on, man. But I'm going to ask Lady Townsend to just touch and agree with you. Because I remembered your voice and I remembered your face. And not your face, but the voice. I mean, you know, the Lord has given me that gift that I can remember voices and I can hear textures and voices. And sometimes I can see a person one time and 30 years later I seen them, and I'm like, that's that person I seen 30 years ago.
Yeah, that's
the honest to God truth, you know.
I just wanted to give you guys a call because it was just, you know, I've been in this for some years now, and we're just still in the house together, but we're not together. And, I've asked many times to leave, and he didn't, and I just left it alone, and I just pray. And we're kind of just roommates, and some days it's frustrating, and some days I say, okay, God, you know, I'm giving to you, and then I look at him, and I get mad, you know, but,
yes.
But yeah, I was just one day at a time. I'm just praying and just trying to stay strong.
All right. Well, I'm going to ask Lady Townsend to touch and agree with you in prayer right now.
Father, we thank you, first of all, Lord God. We thank you because you're just a mighty God. We thank you because you are right now, God. Lord, sometimes we don't understand. Many times we don't understand. But we do understand that you got this, all in control. And Lord God, we don't know how long, but we know one thing, that you're still God, and you still, you got the king's heart in your hand, God, and you can turn it away. You won't, because of who you are. But in the meantime, Lord God, give our sisters the grace. Give our sisters, hallelujah, glory to God, the strength,
Lord,
the determination to trust you and love you.
Yes.
Of the circumstance and the situation that she's going through. Lord, we just thank you, God.
Oh, yes.
We know that our God is awesome. We know that our God can do all things. Lord, we just thank you today. And concerning this matter, Lord God, we know that you know when, and we just trust you, Lord, because we know the God we serve cares about the things that concern us. And we thank you, and we bless you, God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Keep on trusting God, Ann. As a matter of fact, I think I've shared this with you, and I've got to share it with you again. Go through your house telling the Lord, Lord, thank you for working it out. Thank you for working it out.
Okay.
And sometimes, even when it comes to that husband, if you're a believer in God, don't you know you can speak the word over your husband?
Exactly.
As a believer, you have been given the authority to not speak the circumstances, but the outcome. As I said before, that's what faith is. Faith is speaking the outcome, not the circumstance.
Thank you, Lord.
And maybe that's what God is trying to infuse in your spirit, man, that the reason why you're not seeing anything is because you're focusing on the problem and not the desired outcome of what you're believing God to do. But you've got to get like the centurion soldier. When his servant was sick, he said, Lord, merely speak the word and my servant will be healed.
Don't have to come to the house. Just speak the word. Speak the word.
That's what you've got to get to, Sister, you've got to say, Lord, thank you for saving my husband. Thank you for reestablishing my marriage the way you designed it to be. But see, the more that you focus on what's not happening in the marriage, that's what energy you're feeding into. So instead of him getting better, he's getting more distant because that's what you're focusing on.
Jesus.
And the more that you focus on, it's just like a person want a job. You can't get a job focusing on the unemployment rate, can you?
Mm-mm.
No, you can't get a job focusing on the unemployment rate. You got to realize that, you know what, the unemployment rate may be up, but what God got for me, it is for me.
And
that's what you got to be to, my sister. So listen.
Thank you, Lord.
Even though it's been a while since we heard from you, I'm still not giving up on the power of God to work things out in your marriage.
Never give up.
Amen. The name of this subject today is, I will trust God no matter what comes my way. Can you say that, Sister Ann? Can you say that? I will trust God no matter what comes my way. That's it, my sister.
Thank you, Lord. You say that all through the day.
You say that all through the day, and you say that all through the night. And you say that all through the week, that I will trust God no matter what comes my way. And you're going to start seeing things change for the better.
Okay.
I pray for you. You pray for me, and we're going to watch God change things. How about that?
Hallelujah.
Amen. Yes.
Amen. All right. God bless you, my sister. We love you. All right.
Amen. Love you, God.
Uh-oh.
Amen.
Okay. I thought I lost you, Minister Merritt. Okay. So, listen, if y'all like to call in, 318-484-2500 is the number to call. 318-484-2500 is the number to call. Amen. We believe in the power of prayer, and I also believe, amen, that God is a present help in the time of trouble. Amen. God is a present help in the time of trouble. No matter what it is you're going through right now, I get calls all the time. Pastor, pray for my husband. Pray for this. My son has COVID. Yeah. My daughter has COVID. My this, that, that, other. And I know that what we're going through has been prophesied in the book. We are in the lateness of what's going on in the book. We can't get away from that. We can't get away.
Yeah, a lot of people get rid of it. I just listened to somebody post today. They want to get, they're saying that they're not looking at the end time and Jesus coming back. They're so into what they're supposed to be doing for the Lord, so they don't look. I said, that sounds like somebody don't have it all together again. He told us to look for the coming of him, you know, and he wanted even to encourage us to know that he's coming back. Praise the Lord. And we're to do the work, but we got to know that God is coming back.
We got to
let the world know that too. Mm-hmm, and even though we know that a lot of the souls won't be saved, but it's still our job to keep on.
All right, let me get this caller before we take this break. Hello, caller. You called us just before we took a break. This is Moments of Inspiration. You're on the air. Can you tell us who you are and where you're calling from?
Hey, do you want me to call back since you're going to break? I'll call back.
I got you now.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't want to be cut short or anything. That's why I was saying. I can call back since you're going to go to birth.
Okay.
Or if you want to call back, that's fine.
All right. Thank you. I love y'all.
Love you, too. All right.
I love you, too.
Talk to you in a minute. All right. Okay. Well, listen, this is Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints. Anything, Lady Towns, before we take this break?
No, go and take a break.
All right, then. Again, listen, I'd like y'all to call in. That number to call in after the break is going to be 877-464-2500, toll free. You can write that down for me, Brother Kenneth McFarland. Amen. And if you'd like to call local, it's going to be 318-484-2500. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
By now, you've probably heard about author and native of Alexandria, Louisiana, Clarence Hunter, and the 4 books he's published. You've probably heard that these books are about old neighborhoods, like the Sonia Quarters, Lower Third, and the Oil Mill Quarters. You've probably heard that these books are about Lee Street and its contribution to the people on the other side of the tracks from days gone by. Well, you've heard right, but there's so much more. The architectural styles of the houses and how the concrete canals were swimming pools for the children. The Sawmills, the Hobo Jungle, and the Pigskin House, Hurricane Audrey. You can get these books as a set or one at a time. Sonia Life, Go Tell John, Rest in the Dust, and Stop, Rest, and Read. These books can be obtained from Amazon.com and TheBookPatch.com. You're able to friend Clarence on Facebook and follow him on Twitter. His email address is Clarence_Hunter@MSN.com. His website is www.ClarenceHunter.com. He can be